This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Paul E. Jokerst, Jr. and Veronica Sue Jokerst, plaintiffs respondents versus Ronald Huckabee and Diane M. Huckabee, defendants appellants and FNC Bank, defendant respondent, decided April 3, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. 1. In division Paul E. Jokerst, Jr. and Veronica Sue Jokerst, plaintiffs respondents, Vestai, no, SD38462, Ronald Huckabee and Diane M., filed April 3, 2025. Huckabee, defendants appellants, FNC Bank, defendant respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Camden County. The Honorable Kenneth M. Hayden, judge, affirmed Paul E. Jokerst, Jr. and Veronica Sue Jokerst, collectively the Jokersts, filed suit against Ronald Huckabee and Diane M. Huckabee, collectively the Huckabees, and FNC Bank, FNC, one, essentially seeking to keep their sewer lateral line the way the line had existed for 40 years. The Jokersts alleged in their lawsuit, among other things, one, the Jokersts filed suit against FNC because FNC had a security interest in Lot 23. FNC did not appear or participate at trial or in this appeal. 2. That they had acquired title or alternatively had acquired a prescriptive easement over a portion of the Huckabee's lot, Lot 23 in Sun Valley Estates No. 2, Lot 23, referred to as Tract 1 or the Gravel Patch, and another portion of land including a seawall believed to be located on Lot 23, referred to as Tract 2. 2. The Jokersts also requested the trial court to 1. Permanently enjoin the Huckabees, FNC, and their successors and assigns from interfering with the Jokersts and their successors and assigns reasonable use and enjoyment of Tract 1 and Tract 2, and from interfering with the seawall located on Tract 2. 2. Order the Huckabees to remove wire fencing, fence posts, and other appurtenances from the Jokerst lot, Lot 24 in Sun Valley Estates No. 2, Lot 24, Tract 1 and Tract 2, and 3, permanently enjoin the Huckabees, their successors, and assigns from constructing and or maintaining any improvements on Lot 24, Tract 1 and Tract 2, or otherwise trespassing on Lot 24. 3. The Huckabees, conversely, filed their counterclaim against the Jokersts, alleging, among other things, they exclusively possess all right, title and interest in, and to Lot 23, including all portions of Tract 1 and Tract 2 situated thereon, and that the Jokersts possess no right, title, or interest to any portions of Tract 1 or Tract 2. The Huckabees asked the trial court to enter judgment divesting the Jokersts of any right, title, or interest in or to Lot 23, including Tract 1 and Tract 2, and to quiet title to that property in the 2. The legal descriptions for Tract 1 and Tract 2 were admitted into evidence at trial as Exhibit 235.1 and Exhibit 235.2, respectively, and are attached to the trial court's judgment as Exhibit 1 and Exhibit 2, respectively. 3. The Jokerst's other claims asserted in the lawsuit regarding the properties at issue, which the trial court found in favor of the Huckabees and FNC Bank in its judgment, are not at issue in this appeal. 3. Huckabees' favor. The Huckabees also asked the trial court to enter a declaratory judgment declaring a survey plat of Lot 23, recorded March 22, 2016, as void. The parties proceeded to trial on their claims on October 18, 2023. Following a bench trial, the trial court entered judgment on the parties' claims relevant to this appeal. 1. Granting the Jokersts a prescriptive easement over Tract 1. 2. Permanently enjoining the Huckabees, FNC and their successors and assigns from interfering with the Jokersts, their successors and assigns reasonable use and enjoyment of Tract 1 and Tract 2, and from interfering with the seawall located on Tract 2. On 3, ordering the Huckabees to remove wire fencing, fence posts, and other appurtenances from Lot 24, Tract 1 and Tract 2. 4. Permanently enjoining the Huckabees, their successors and assigns from constructing and or maintaining any improvements on Lot 24, Tract 1, and Tract 2, or otherwise trespassing on Lot 24. 5. Denying the Huckabees' claims to quiet title in their favor as to Tract 1 and Tract 2, but quieting title in the Huckabees' favor as to Lot 23, except Tract 1, and divesting the Jokersts from all right, title, and interest to Lot 23, except Tract 1 and 6, denying the Huckabee's claim for declaratory judgment, declaring the survey plat void. In 5 points on appeal, the Huckabees contend the trial court's judgment on these issues is against the weight of the evidence. Finding no merit to the Huckabees' claims, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Factual background and procedural history. The following evidence relevant to this appeal and viewed in the light most favorable to the trial court's judgment was adduced at trial through both live testimony and via deposition offered and admitted into evidence at trial. 4.